They were disappointing. Only 121,000 jobs created this month, Nicole, after gains of 275,000 in January and 240,000 in February. So, yeah, it's down by half.
The last few national employment reports have been showing some slow but steady growth. What happened here?
Well, I think a couple of different things happened. One, the weather was really warm in January and February, relatively speaking, and so we got a burst of employment, perhaps borrowing some employment from March, from later in the year, kind of pushing it forward. Second, there's statistical factors of seasonal adjustment that also tend to magnify the thing. But perhaps more importantly, there has been a bit of a slowdown in the U.S. economy because gasoline prices went up so much. So consumption spending sort of shifted more to gasoline and less to other goods and services. So the combination of all those things brought the employment growth number down.
Tell me how the warm weather plays into it. How does that borrow employment from March?
Sure. Construction projects could be started a little earlier that would have been started in March anyway so that they get started in January. Warmer weather causes people to buy spring goods and other kinds of things a little earlier in the season. Some of that Easter shopping, Passover shopping might have happened in February instead of in March. So that warmer weather tends to change sort of the timing of the expenditures, but not necessarily the amounts. And so the end result of all that is employment growth isn't quite as fast in March. It was a little faster in January and February than would normally have been the case, Nicole.
Does this mean, in your view, that the economic recovery as a whole is stalling?
I don't think so. As long as gasoline prices don't go much higher than they are now, we've seen industrial production actually accelerate. Retail sales have been up. Employment growth, although a little down this month, has averaged over 220,000 per month for the last 3 months, creating a lot of income. So I don't think this really is the harbinger of a major slowdown in the economy, Nicole.
Where do we stand here in Florida relative to the rest of the country?
Actually better.
Really?
Yes. Florida's actually doing better on the jobs front. The best data are the new claims for unemployment compensation. It's the best leading indicator of where employment is for the nation and for Florida. And the new claims data for Florida are now down to four-year lows. And they've been going down rather sharply over the last few years, and particularly over the last few months. So that leads me to believe that we'll have a stronger Florida employment picture when those data are released in about 2 weeks, Nicole.
Another important set of figures that came out last week, the latest population numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, it shows Central Florida and Orange County in particular really appear to be growing again. How does that impact the region's economy?
Well, it helps the region's economy a lot. We have more than 20,000 new people in Orange County during the course of 2011. That's a significant rebound. It reflects both employment growth and the growth of retirees in our area, and it creates demand. More people create more demand for goods and services, so it's a very positive trend, Nicole.
So that doesn't mean that there are more people competing for the limited number of available jobs?
That does happen, but actually the number of jobs is actually accelerating. So it kind of stimulates the job growth by more people coming here because there are jobs.
Now, that population growth didn't extend to the entire region, though. Brevard County lost population and the needle barely moved in Volusia. What does that mean?
Their economies are much, much weaker. Job growth and population growth are very closely correlated, as Tom and I discussed last week, Nicole, and now we're seeing the reflection of that in these population data. Orange County, the core area of the Orlando metropolitan area, creates jobs, tourism-related, near the tourism base. Good population growth in Osceola County, down in the tourism base. But as we got further away from it, say in Seminole County, much slower population growth, and then in Brevard County, because of the closing of the shuttle program, they lost 13,000 jobs right at NASA, and therefore they lost population, which then causes less employment, and it's a sort of a self-feeding cycle. In Volusia County, the tourism growth hadn't been as strong, so without the job growth, they have very little population growth, as you point out.
So summing up, Hank, is this report showing a decline in job creation the start of a trend or a blip on the screen as the economy continues to slowly improve?
I think it's simply a blip. 1 month doesn't make a trend, Nicole. And furthermore, we think it's just seasonal factors and some weather-related factors that have caused that slowdown.